what we're actually concerned about here could be deemed an acceptable behavior policy, that is, soliciting a date with a customer. Now, notice how the two different ways of framing this policy go to different types of privacy harms. Talking about an acceptable use policy, we're trying to prevent the secondary use of data. The primary use of the phone number is to confirm an address for delivery, but the secondary use, which is inappropriate in this case, is using that phone number to solicit a date. But the acceptable behavior policy, thinking about that, is we're trying to prevent is an intrusion, that is, trying to solicit a date from a customer uninvited.